Let's talk about your personal training program, the program that you use yourself to stay well and fit. How often do you work out, and what does your workout consist of?
Well, Corey, like you, you know, workout in a very real sense is my life. And, you know, I want to mention something here before we go any further. And you remember the two of us had a conversation at the Canadian Health Food Association right before one of our lectures. This was about a year ago. And I remember I was in the washroom and I overheard you speaking to someone. And the person was asking you how important exercise was to you. And I remember your comment. It's stuck in my head like nothing, you know, ever has before. And what you replied to the fellow was, exercise is actually almost, if you know, maybe even more important than my family is to me. And at the time, Corey, I thought, you know, boy, that's kind of an arrogant statement, you know, coming from this guy that I admire so much. And when I thought about it a little later, I realized quickly how important and how truthful that statement was, because what you meant by saying that was, without exercise and exercise being a part of your life like it is a part of my life, you are no longer Corey Hawley and I'm no longer Brad King. We can't be who we are without doing what we love and without, you know, doing what makes us whole. And this is exactly what exercise is to me as well. Having said that, I exercise approximately 7 days a week. Now, I don't want people to think that I overtrain out there, because I'm certainly not a proponent of overtraining. When I say I exercise about 7 days a week, I actually exercise with progressive resistance exercise, meaning weight training, approximately 5 days a week. I usually take the weekends off, but I do cardio activity on the weekends, usually low impact. I don't run. I go for very fast-paced walks. And I actually go for walks approximately every single day. I do a walk here where I live in Victoria, which is a 10K walk, and it's around a lake called Elk Lake. And it's absolutely beautiful because you're in touch with Mother Nature, and at the same time you get the thinking processes going. You get to get the oxygen coming into the body to refuel all of your 100 trillion cells. And after that walk, which takes me about an hour and a half, I feel absolutely alive. It's such an important part of my life.